Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta and you are listening to Podcast on Personality Development. Today's episode is really special because we are going to listen to the story of a former television producer turned career coach, especially for those who wants to transition their career, and a business owner teaching STEM education to children. And STEM education over here means science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So what made her change? How she helps women now to excel in their careers? In this episode, we are going to know just about that. But hey, before starting today's episode, all you got to do is just click on that follow button so that you don't miss out any episode which comes out. So you do that and I'll bring the guest of today's episode. Hello and welcome back to today's episode. As I've already mentioned, we have a former television producer who is an amazing coach for women. Through her podcast, Second Act Success Podcast. So please allow me to welcome a fellow podcaster, Shannon Russell. Hello, Shannon. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. So happy to be here for this conversation. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, Shannon. It's really great connecting you at the very first place. And it's really, I feel honor, and especially I feel more blessed to have you on this show and to get connected with you because like me, I believe you are an empath too. And you really understood what we went through last time. So thank you so much for being a part of this show after all that hustle and rustle, right? So thank you so much. Shannon, the very first thing, very simple. And I would love if you could give a brief introduction about yourself, because what I said was just like an Instagram profile picture. Everyone knows that it's beautiful, but no one knows the background of it. So I would like to know the background, and the audience would love to know about it as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I dreamed of working in Hollywood in the television industry since I was a little girl. And I worked my whole life to get there, and I achieved it. I was a television producer for about 16 years. And then once I started becoming a mom and having a family, something inside of me changed, and I started thinking about what else can I do outside of television that will allow me to be a more present mom for my two little boys. And that's where my career transition kind of began, and that's when I always say I did a few little missteps along the way trying to figure it out, but I was able to first take pride in actually achieving what it was that I wanted to do, and I was able to check the box and decide to start a new adventure in life, and that's when I opened my first business in teaching kids STEM education.
Wow, that's pretty amazing and great introduction, by the way. I am very curious to know about this as well, because being a television producer, okay, itself requires lots and lots of amount of patience, okay? And as far as I know about television production, most of the people work in minutes, but, you know, television producers especially, okay, they do work sometimes in seconds as well and not in minutes, okay? And their lives are really, really busy, okay? Like, you know, it's a lot of hustle in a day, and might be they don't have even holidays, not as much as other profession has. So from being a television producer, a successful television producer, becoming a teacher, okay, or a coach for children's teaching STEM education. How was it like, and what were the initial steps which you took to actually make this big transition?
That's a great question. So when I decided or thought about possibly leaving the entertainment industry and figuring out what I could do next, I decided to do a couple of different things. I did a lot of soul searching, and at first I jumped into whatever I thought I should be doing. So I got a local 9-to-5 job in marketing. I was like, oh, television marketing, it's kind of related. But I hated every second of it. It was a very toxic office job. There was no creativity. And I realized that I couldn't do that forever for my next act. And I also at the same time decided to go for a master's in education. I thought, oh, a teacher is a very stable job. I'll go back to school and I'll become a teacher. And as I was going through my master's program, I realized I didn't want to be a teacher inside the classroom. So I wasted some time and money trying to figure it out. And finally, I said, you know what? I think I can take all of my experience running these very large projects in Los Angeles and New York and produce my own life and start a business and really produce that from the ground up. And since I had two little boys at the time, they were a newborn basically and 3 years old, I was trying to figure it out. And I noticed that they liked to play a lot with Lego and they were building, and it was getting their mind, you know, the three-year-old's mind thinking. And I started researching STEM education and found a franchise, actually a franchise business, and decided to just leap into that and kind of pull everything together. And I was able to really take all of my managerial producing skills and produce that business to be pretty successful. I still own it today.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. But, you know, all these transitions which you did, you know, you said that you actually did waste some time and money out there. And that is possibly because, you know, you had that much amount of money from the television production. And you must have saved that much amount of money as well. Okay. And those people who are trying to transit into a different career, the very first thing is to actually look out for what career they want to get into, because it's a big step transitioning itself, right? From one career to another career. And the moment which you said that, you know, either what I believe, okay, that either you need to have a wealthy partner or you should have that much amount of money with yourself. So what kind of savings did you do? That's the number one question over here, because many people are stuck at money itself, okay, rather than hard work. Anyone will do the hard work. Anyone is ready to do the hard work, but money will become a big question while transiting. So what kind of savings you did, okay, so that you basically achieved it easily, I would say. Not that easily, of course, but the money crunch wasn't there.
Well, I did have a savings from my career all the years, but really I was working. I took that 9-to-5 job and I was there for about a year. So during that time, I was contributing to my family, and I did have, you know, I do have a husband that was working as well, but I was still contributing to my family as I was figuring things out. So I was taking night classes for that master's program. I was researching the franchise business and thinking about the next step. So I was still earning a paycheck. And I advise that to my coaching clients all the time, that if you are working, that's the best time to look for your second act career move, because you're earning a paycheck. So in that way, I was funding my next step from working in that job that I didn't love. And once I opened my business, I was the one doing it all. So in the beginning, I was the sole employee. I was teaching all of the classes. I was out there. So I was working a lot and not having to pay staff. You know, I was basically working and trying to grow the business. And so I had to put some money into establishing the business, but I was working a lot and I wasn't paying people at first. So there was definitely some sacrificing there as you grow any new business.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And we kind of relate on that as well, because I have been, when I started this podcast itself, I was the solo person doing it all. Okay. But audience, and this you must listen as well, along with Shannon, that soon we are going to be live on YouTube as well. So the video podcast is coming soon. And now I have a very big team with me as well. So there are, you know, camera artists, and then there's going to be a co-host. There is going to be a sound artist, and many more things are going to come. So audience, stay tuned. Okay. And make
Congratulations.
Sure. Thank you so much. And make sure to follow this podcast so that you get all the news. So yeah, that's it. Coming back to Shannon now. Shannon, thank you so much for that amazing wish. However, okay, going ahead, we definitely relate to that. However, you also mentioned about coaching clients, okay, your coaching clients. Now, that's another question of mine. You became a tutor for STEM education to children. From where did this career transition coach came into the picture?
So when I first opened my business and I was teaching these children STEM education, a lot of their parents would say, oh, you must have been a wonderful school teacher. What grade did you teach? And I would say, oh, I actually worked in television. I was never a teacher. And it would spark this conversation of, wow, what a difference, what a big transition. How did you do it? And I had a lot of my customers ask me, well, can you help me figure out how I can go from this to that? And where I live in New Jersey, it's about 2 hours from Manhattan. And so a lot of people in my area do the long commute to New York City, to Manhattan, and they don't want to do that commute. So I started helping people figure out how they can transition or open their own business so that they have more flexibility. And then some of my friends started asking me, and after helping people just for free for a while, I realized, oh, maybe there's another business here. And I decided to launch Second Act Success along with my podcast, and, you know, starting to coach people and really focused in on women who were like me, kind of, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, who have little kids and want to find a job or a business that fits their lifestyle. So that's where that came from. And now I have both businesses.
Wow. That's pretty inspiring, I would say. Okay. Being a mom, you are doing some great job out there. And I ask this to every mom out there. Okay. And since you are in front of me, I have to ask you this. Okay. Because being a mom itself is a more tougher job rather than anything, okay? Because you have to take care of the kids, you have to take care of the home, you have to make sure they have all the vaccinations, you have to take care of their food, you have to take care, like, what are their allergies, and you have to take care about whole of a medicinal history and many more things, okay? Being a mother, it is a primary role for you, okay? However, nowadays, you know, fathers are also joining in and supporting, but still being a mother, you have that extra cautious mind always, okay, because you have that, you know, what I would say, a feeling of that this is mine, okay. So that's number one, okay, like taking care about all these things and then focusing on jobs. And also you have to focus on yourself and your well-being as well. How did that manage? Okay, like, that's the biggest question which I would like to ask.
I am still trying to figure that out, but I like to say to give yourself grace. And for me, I try to turn things off when the kids come home from school. So I try to get whatever I can get done up until then, and then I spend time with the kids. And I focus on three things every day. I make a list of three things I want to accomplish, and as long as I can accomplish those three things, then everything else is just extra. So this way, there's not a lot of pressure, and you just stick to the schedule. I knew I was chatting with you today, so that's on my schedule. And after this phone call, I go pick up my kids, and then I'm in mom mode. So just trying to do your best and give yourself, you know, grace that it's not, you can't be perfect.
Wonderful. That's really well said. And this is, I believe, one question which I always wanted to ask to a mom specifically. And thank you so much. You answered it wonderfully. So thank you so much for doing that. Although there is this one thing which I would like to ask, you know, when you switch on your mama mode, okay, and that's, so which one is more tough, you know, being and, you know, teaching other kids and teaching your kids sometime, because when they come from school, there are certain homeworks and many things which you take care of course. Okay, like how was school today? What are the things which are being taught? Is their homework completed or not? And many more things, right? So, which one is more tough? Okay, teaching the other students or teaching your own kids?
A lot of people might say teaching their own kids, but honestly, it's other people's kids, because I have really good boys who listen and they're very respectful and good, and sometimes other kids aren't. So I'd much rather teach my kids.
Wonderful. Although, you know, there are many a times and many people have said that, okay, and this I really want to ask as a teacher, okay, personally, because many people have said that teaching STEM education, because I belong to the engineering field as well, and teaching STEM education to 3-year-old or maybe 5-year-old or 7-year-old or maybe 12-year-old isn't that worthy for them to learn STEM education. Okay, what are your thoughts on it, and how do you manage to teach them about this logical thinking, okay, in the STEM education?
My company teaches using Lego bricks. So we use using toys, we use anything that's building. So there's Kinects, Magnetiles, anything that's building, we can do robotics using that and building different things. And then they use coding on the iPad. So we try to bring it to the children's levels, and they make, you know, dinosaur robots, or they build things that are Pokemon and Minecraft and things that are kind of what they're interested in. So it makes them not realize that they're actually learning too. And then they feel so confident that they were able to take this idea and make something, and sometimes make it move with coding. So then they feel like they can build more. And hopefully that just instills some confidence and skills that they can take with them to become an engineer like yourself and just get into those fields. And especially to teach the young girls. I love the fact that girls can really get behind this and see themselves working in a STEM field one day as well, you hope.
Of course. And in India, there are many girls who work in the STEM field. So, you know, and they are doing pretty well, better than boys sometimes. But
yeah, happy to hear it.
But it's really amazing to, you know, see people like you who are doing this hard work. And I really appreciate that as a person and as a podcast host. So I really applaud you for that. So thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for your service, I would say. However, okay, this one thing, okay, about, I'm a bit going to, you know, try to understand more about this, because I feel that there is a big life lesson over here as well. Like, as you mentioned, kids learn from Lego and Pokemon and many more things, the things which they are interested in. Okay. Mm-hmm. I believe this also applies to, you know, the things which we would like to learn. And if something which excites us, which interests us, if we are learning that way, maybe we have to find a solution. But I believe we can learn things really, really easily. And that is one of the things which I read in the Jim Quick's book as well. Pretty fond of him. So I always, you know, give a huge shout out to him. Although he's very famous, he doesn't need my shout out. But still, I really like him as a guy. So, you know, I really give a shout out. But yeah, that is one of the things which I read. And another thing which I would like to ask you over here is, when you do coach clients, okay, now transitioning towards are main area, and that is coaching clients in transition. You teaching them how to transit towards a new career. When you transited from one career to another career, okay, you must have followed some sort of steps, okay? Like you must have done some research, you must have made sure that you have enough savings, you must have done research based on what are the things which needs to be taken care of. So few advices which you would like to give to the people out there who are doing their jobs, 9-to-5 jobs, and they really want to transit into a different career. That can be a 9-to-5 job or it can be an entrepreneurial journey. Okay, it can be anything. So just want to focus that it can be a job as well. What will be the few advices which you would like to give?
So I didn't have a coach or anyone to help me when I was making my transition, but I listened to a lot of podcasts of entrepreneurs, other women in business, other women who had, you know, were kind of talking about life empowerment and self-exploration and all of that. But I also read books and kind of did a lot of research online. And I always advise people to take a few minutes or more to really talk to themselves and sit in silence and ask yourself what you want, what is working with where you are right now and what is not working. And just start making lists, make lists of, you know, the activities you do every day that you want to do in your next act and things that you might be good at, but you don't want to do again. And this way you have that all written out and you can start thinking about a couple of options. Research those options and then see if there's any threads or anything that kind of connects your past or present experience with what you want to do in the future. And I really think that you want to learn before you leap. You want to run towards something instead of just jumping into it haphazardly and not knowing what anything about what you're moving into. So I often say that while you're working your 9-to-5 job, you can take maybe your lunch break or any, you know, 15 minutes here and there to do some research. Because if you think, oh, I might want to open a business and you start researching it, you might say, oh, that's not what I want at all. So in doing the research and talking to yourself and looking inward, you're doing that work to ensure that you can move forward in a educated and an more confident way. And then you know you've done your research that you're ready to leap and you're just that much more prepared for it. So I think that's what I would suggest. Just turn inward and think about what you truly want.
That's wonderful, Shannon. And I really appreciate all the advices which you gave. Okay, looking you know, inside you, like what excites you the most. And I really love the advice where, you know, people who get, you know, like 15-20 minutes outside their work and then they can research on the things which they are really, really interested in. I believe that can really help them. And honestly, I did a lot of research, okay, before starting this podcast as well. So while you were speaking, I was actually going in my past and said, oh, I have done all these things without a coach. So I really, I'm grateful that I did those things, and I just feel happy listening to you saying the exact same thing. That, and I feel like I should become a career coach as well. But that's,
yes,
not that's
your next act. Your next act.
Your next act. Yeah, and my next act for sure. But honestly, like, I would like to let you know, listeners, that I came to know about podcasting to one web series which was Got Friended Me. So in that, there is a lead actor, Miles Runner or something like that. He had a podcast, and from there it got me excited, and then I researched a lot of things. So yeah, I mean, that's one of the thing which I would like to tell you. However, coming back to Shannon, Shannon, one thing, you know, amazing advice is now little bit more going towards your next stack in podcasting itself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like your podcast, that is Second Act Success Podcast. I love the name, by the way. It's really amazing. And it straight away explains what it is about and how did you started it, first of all, and how has been the journey till date?
Well, I'm talking to you right now. So it's really incredible being a podcaster because you get to meet people all over the world. And I think that's my favorite part, is really getting to share stories. And it's been wonderful. I started my podcast off just interviewing other people who had made a career transition so that they could share the story and help inspire listeners. And now I do solo episodes too, where I give advice and talk, you know, answer questions. So it's really become a nice podcast where it's a mix of advice, inspiration, and then hearing success stories from other people too. Because I really want people to realize that they can make a change and not throw their whole life into chaos. They can make little changes and really fulfill themselves in a whole new way in this one life that we get. So yeah, I love being a podcaster, as I know you do.
Of course. And it always makes us feel, you know, makes us sleep well, because we know that we have added some value in other people's life as well. So, you know, that helps us sleep well. So that's one of the extra advantage which you get when you are a content creator and sharing valuable advices. So thank you so much for answering that. And I believe I can strongly relate with that as well. So amazing. And I believe that I should be there on your podcast someday.
Yes.
When you are. Yes. That's right, guys. So make sure to listen to her podcast as well. I may be there sometime. However, Shannon, one last thing which I would like to ask, and that is about you being an author. Now, when did that started? Because as a mom, you are doing a lot of things together, and somewhere you just say that, you know what, these are the timings, and after that I turn on my mama mode, which is great. Okay, but you know, having that time for mama mode, before that doing all these things together, it's a huge task, I would say. And personally, I can completely say that, because I feel like I'm living one life just like that. So how do you do that? Where did it started about writing especially? And what were the steps which you followed while becoming an author? And any advices for the author out there?
Well, I am working my way to be an author. So I'm writing the book right now and I'm learning. I'm a lifelong learner, so I love just challenging myself. And I've always wanted to write a book. And so I thought, well, let me write a book so people can read it. You know, if they don't want to work with me, they can just pick up this book and use the tools and the insights inside of it. So I use that kind of as my hobby. I just love writing. I used to write television scripts, and I just love sitting down and just typing away or writing pen to paper. So sometimes when the kids, after we do homework and have dinner, and if they're sitting there, you know, watching TV or playing video games, I'll sneak off and write for an hour or so. So it's kind of my self-care time, my self-wellness time. And I'm working with a coach and a program to help me get it done. And it should be out hopefully by the fall, if not by the end of the year. So I'm putting this out into the world and I'm getting it done little piece by little piece.
That's wonderfully said. And again, one thing which we definitely can relate with each other, because audience, the book will be coming out soon, and that is The Short Stories on Communication Skills. And what you can do is you can download the sample read from the link mentioned in the description. The sample read is out, but the actual book will be out very soon. I promise that. Can't give the dates, but you know, till the time Shannon releases her book, you can always go and read the sample read of my book. And later on, I will definitely let you know. If you are following me on Instagram, I'll definitely let you know when my book comes out and Shannon's book comes out. So make sure to do that, right? So make sure to follow me on Instagram, guys. Make sure to do that. And thank you so much, Shannon. This has been a great episode, and we are almost on the verge of ending this episode. But before going in that area, I would like to ask one last question to you. I promise this will be the last one. And that is, if people wants to get connected with you, if people wants to find you on internet and ask you a lot of questions, how can they do that?
I'm on Instagram as well at SecondXSuccess. And then I'm also, just my website has everything. It's secondxsuccess.co. And you can get links to the podcasts and how to work with me and free resources and quizzes and all the good stuff. So yeah, secondxsuccess.co.
Well, that's pretty easy. secondxsuccess.co. Although people, you can just click on the link in the description. So you are just a click away from Shannon Russell. Shannon, thank you so much for sharing that. I really, really appreciate it. Also, audience, one last thing which I, before I forget, make sure to inform Shannon while messaging her that you have heard her on Personality Development Podcast, so that you will be the first one to get a reply, right? So make sure to do that while you connect with her. So thank you, Shannon, for being a part of this show. I really, really appreciate that. Any lasting advice or any lasting message which you would like to give to the listeners of the show?
That you're fantastic and such a great podcast host. And I thank you for this. So yes, definitely make sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast here. And I'm honored to be able to be on and share my story. And I'm excited to read your book.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Many people are, and but you see, it's March ending right now. And as I mentioned that before we started the recording as well, March is the time where most of the Indians are busy because it's the financial year end. But I'm soon coming out with the book without any excuses. So, you know, audience, please be patient. I am coming out with a book very, very soon. So thank you so much, audience, for listening to this show. If you feel that this episode and this podcast adds value in your life, then make sure to share it with your loved ones. With that being said, this is Aditya Mehta along with Shannon Russell signing off from this episode. See you in the next one. Till then, peace.